4WJT, and 4ZLK. 4ZLK mobile. C9V, and C9V, and 4ZLK.
And C9V.
Hey, did you call the net last Friday, or is it your week this Friday?
I was supposed to call it Friday, but I had a family emergency, so Patrick was gracious enough to pick it up for me. But yet last Friday was my assigned Friday. This Friday is yours, maybe?
Well, it looks like it is. I mean, I'm fine for right now. I think I don't have anything going on. I hadn't really committed, but until I know for sure. But I'll be happy to do it every other Friday, I guess, until I figure out if I can long-term or not. I just didn't want to leave it hanging. That's why I wanted to check with you, make sure if you weren't there Friday night, I was going to make sure that I didn't leave it hanging.
Unfortunately, I'll be out of town. We're going to the Superville Ham Fest, and we'll leave it tomorrow morning. I got to run by DMV and renew my CDL, but other than that, right from the DMV, we're going over to Tennessee. Otherwise, I'd be more than happy to call it for you if I needed to.
I found it real quick. My wife hadn't put anything on there, so I should be good to do it tomorrow. I don't think that'll be an issue. But I just renewed my medical card back in February.
Fun. Yeah, I got back on the 2-year plan, so I'm about due this. I was due in March or this month, I guess. But I got another year to go, so I'm good on that. When was the last time you renewed your CDL?
K4WCL. On in there, K4WCL, but you're not holding a repeater well, so give it a minute if that's you. My CDL expires on the in 28 or 29, I believe. Trying to remember. I just looked at it, and I added a motorcycle endorsement a couple years ago onto it, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that changed the expiration date, but I think it's 29 when it goes.
I'll give you a heads up on that. When I went and got my CDL, the lady forgot to put my motorcycle endorsement on there, so she had to redo the whole thing. She had to charge me extra for the endorsement, but I got my motorcycle endorsement back on it. I was just curious as to what it's going to cost me for the 5-year plan here. And just a heads up, I tried to get an appointment at the DMV, and the state, every single DMV in the state had no appointments available except one, and that was in Andrews, which is a 2-hour drive from here. But I went ahead and made it anyway for Friday, because mine's due in July. And I know they have the auto extension, but I don't think the auto extension applies to CDLs. And I emailed the people in Raleigh, saying, how am I supposed to get a CDL renewed if there's no appointments available? I'll let it reset there. But they were nice enough to reply to me and say, just do a walk-in. They were okay with walk-ins.
About that, I didn't realize you had to make an appointment when I... Well, what, 11, almost 12 years ago when I passed the school UPS did, they gave me paperwork. I just walked in and gave it to them. Surely I renewed it between then because it is only 5 years, isn't it?
But I did forget that you are a South Carolina guy. This is a North Carolina thing. Sorry about that.
I wondered about that. That makes sense. Yeah, I think you can just walk in as long as you already have your license and your medical is current. Yeah, because if your medical goes, they automatically downgrade it within a couple of months, 3 months or so.
I mean, with this, the medical gets reported straight to the feds now. It doesn't go to the state, and the feds report it to your state. So I've got my medical card. I'm going to take it in there with me, but I guess... be on the safe side anyway, but the state should already have it in the federal system and C9B.
Another comment, then I'll see if John's in there. Yeah, I wasn't sure, and this is the first year I've had to pay for my own medical, my physical. And he goes, let me know if it automatically goes in the system because I got to put it in there. But I stopped by the DOT or the highway department after I left there and was standing in line waiting. And when they called me up, I mentioned, she goes, oh, yeah, it's already in here. It goes in automatically now for whoever does your physical. Time, go ahead.
Hello, Shane. It's back to Georgia for a couple of days. So, we're down here just outside of Westminster.
You're breaking a little bit, but I can copy you. I wasn't sure if you were coming or going. You and Lori have a good weekend, and say hello to Leon on the other side here, NC9V.
Leon, he's close, but not really. All right, well, I'm not going to hold it because I'm, ways away from the repeater. And I just got stopped by a robot flag man here on a one-lane road. So, okay, we'll talk to you soon. K4WCM.
Okay, good to hear you. Thanks for the call. I mean, you and Lori have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK, go ahead, Leon.
I think I double loop it, Shane. I don't know who made it, but, John, have a good one. Drive safe. Good to meet you there. NC9B. So what are you doing, Shane?
Didn't make it. 7-3, John. You and Lori have a good weekend. Leon, I am getting ready to run into Lowe's. I just pulled in the parking lot. I'm running some errands. I went and bumped up my pension a little bit, shipped a package at the UPS store. Want to keep that going. And now I got to pick up a couple things from Lowe's here, running some errands.
Keep on that pension now. Make sure they keep guys on that one. I beat the mine this morning. I was kind of so-so with it. It's okay. Other than that, everything's going good. I'm off until Monday, I guess. So we're going to Superville. I think Patrick's going. It's been a lease. So hopefully we'll get together when we get up there.
Keep going.
Anniversary weekend.
Our time up there probably might be a little cooler, but it should be nice weather.
The weather forecast could be pretty nice. Am I making a repeater all right? I'm on low power.
You got a little bit of white noise in there, but you're making it all right.
PM now, so I should be better. NC9B.
Put your audio up a little bit. Well, now that you've done that, I'm going to let you go so I can run in here and I got granddaughters are back at the house. There's between the five granddaughters and my wife and one of my daughter-in-laws, there's seven women there, so I had to go run some errands.
Friend request there? Yeah, I saw you on there, and I saw a picture of the whole family. I said, oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're in an estrogen-rich environment, poor guy.
Tell the truth, they threw you out, Shane.
I'm happy to let them do it. Hello, Dave.
KB2HX says, boy, what is it? You guys know my voice by now? My goodness. What the heck you're talking about?
What's that, Dave? Hey, your electrician came out this morning and took care of my issues. So, had a chew-through wire from a going between switches, and there was a couple other small issues I found. He took care of that for me as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I'm glad he was able to help you out.
How far of a drive?
Right now, I hope he overcharged. I hope he charged you right.
Told me what it would be before he even came out, or per hour, so it was fine. I needed to get it done, and I'm not qualified for that kind of stuff.
Well, he's real good. He knows his stuff, so... Good, I'm glad. I'm glad he was able to help you out.
Welcome back from vacation, Dave. Hope you had a good time, and I'm going to turn it over to Leon. And 4ZLK, I'll be clear on the final.
Good to hear you in there, Shane, and appreciate the information. 7-3, have a great day. And Dave, I'm going to bail out, too. I got to get going here. 7-3, everybody, I'll take care. NC9B.
All right, gentlemen, and I use that term loosely. Have a good day, both of you. KB2HXS. I guess I'm here by myself.
Say hello to you, but I'm probably pretty scratchy down here in Westminster in Oconee County.
but hope you're doing good. K4WCL.
Hey, what's going on? I got to get back up to you.
We'll be in the next week or so, because we're heading back to Georgia. I'll get with you when we get back next week sometime. No worries.
Oh, shoot, John, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we got back from vacation Sunday. And, man, what a heck of a ride we had going down. And I hear you just fine. We had a heck of a ride going down to Florida. Man, a 9-hour trip took 12 and a half hours. Because the traffic was just crazy. Then leaving last Saturday was nuts because it's the first weekend of spring break. So we said the heck with it. We took 2 days to come home. You know, it just took our time. But I came back to a mess of service calls and installs and stuff.
Did you go back to visit relatives, or did you go put your toes in the sand for a week?
Oh, no. We actually drove down to Vero Beach, where we moved from, to see some of my wife's friends from school. And then we went on a cruise for a week. We got back into port, DePorto Canaveral, last Saturday, the 14th.
Well, you work, so you enjoyed, hopefully you enjoyed that. What port of call did you do, Dave? And let me know when I'm at a string here. I just got on 123 heading towards Toccoa, Georgia. So I'll probably drop out here shortly.
Well, the first one was Key West and Bimini. I can't think of the other one. And then we wound up in, the Mexico one. I can't think of it, but you're getting a little spotty now, John, so I'll catch up with you in a couple of days, a week or so.
Next week sometime, haven't totally decided yet, but probably Cozumel was the Mexico stop, and we did a cruise like that, not recently, like 25 years ago recently. It was our honeymoon cruise, although we did not go to Bimini, but we did go to Key West, Cozumel. So, Dave, take care, man. Be safe out there. We'll chat again here soon. K4WCL in the mobile.
Yep, Cozumel, that was it. And we were warned off about going off the port because of what's going on down there. All right, John. See you later. K4WCL, KB2HXS, mobile.